The latest report card on the government's Healthy Homes Initiative has shown that it is improving the health of vulnerable families. The program identifies people living in poor quality housing and then provides things like curtains, insulation and alternative accommodation when needed. The three-year evaluation has found it reduces people's chances of going to hospital by 20% and is also boosting employment and school attendance. One of the report's authors, Neville Pearce from Motu Research, is with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, Karen. I'm with the University of Otago.
My apologies. Thank you for that. What was the number one thing that you think makes the biggest difference, the easiest thing to do that came through?
So it's a combination of insulation, which is the biggest intervention and has been well proven, and the education component that goes with it. But the biggest thing really is having somebody in your home to assess your home. So trying to deal with a housing-related hospitalisation due to housing by having somebody go visit your home and explain and see what they can do to help you in your home rather than trying to diagnose it from a hospital.
Right. So how many staff are available to do that? What sort of a size are we talking now is this program?
So this program is quite big. It's had 56 million spent on it. And it's across, at the moment, it's across 11 DHBs, and this month is going out to the remainder of the country. At each of those DHBs, they're community-level organisations who are going out and visiting their whānau. And each of those have staff generally across a few things. So it's quite a big programme. And they've seen 31,000 families already.
Yeah, that's quite a lot. And so somebody goes into that house, can then identify where there are problems, and you get instant gains. And you can measure that.
Yes, you can measure gains instantly in temperature as soon as the interventions are in. But more importantly, we're looking at the long-term gains. So up to 3 years later, we're still seeing reduced hospitalizations, we're seeing increased school attendance, and we're seeing more people in employment. So it's really showing that when people, when parents aren't sick and when their children aren't sick, that they can get more things done and that the kids are up more often in school and in work. So it's really a holistic thing that is improving people's, the whānau's entire well-being.
I'm interested in terms of the model here. This was a program, what started under National 2016, fairly small. It's been expanded by the current government. Yep. Do you think there are lessons that could be learned here for other types of interventions? It's a tricky area. You're going into people's homes and their lives, but that can make big differences.
So yes, and one of the big things that we've certainly learnt is, or that the HHIs have learnt, is to have it local. So local people going into local people's homes, so there's some connection. We just had the National HHI HUI there last week, and the big team was connected and finding a connection with the whānau, so as you can go in easier, so as it's accepted. And then the whānau are ready to listen, and they're ready to embrace the interventions you're trying to deliver. So it's working with the whānau.
That is interesting. And evaluation is important, isn't it, for these types of programs? Because if the government's going to spend $56 million on it, it needs to know that it is working. So is it difficult to establish the evidence that it is working?
So if you do it carefully from the start, so we have, the HHIs have recorded all those interventions, we've put them together, and then we've put them on the Statistics New Zealand integrated data infrastructure, at which point it becomes reasonably easy to do the evaluation and then to continuously evaluate it to both help us, help the HHIs improve and to tell the government, show the government that they're getting value for money. In fact, the HHIs together have probably put one of the largest databases of housing, probably the largest database of housing interventions on the Statistics New Zealand integrated data infrastructure.
So still some way to go, though, do you think? I mean, could this be expanded further? Is it worth putting more money into it, given the gains you can get from it, from the health benefits?
Absolutely, Karen. When you have something that's working this well, and this is an extremely good value for money program, it's worth expanding it to more people. So loosening the entry criteria. At the moment, there's very tight income thresholds. and getting it out to more people. More people.
No, very good. Hey, thank you very much for that. Neville Pearce.